Hello, friends. Blessings and peace on you in the name of Jesus, of Yeshua Jesus. I am Shay Wilbur, the media director here at Open Door Church, Troy Brewer Ministries, and all things under this house. Clearly, I am not Troy Brewer. We're so sad. We are missing the whole Brewer crew because right now they are in Ireland. They're going to be returning home tomorrow, so we're excited. We'll have them all back soon. Pastor Troy will be preaching at Open Door Church on Sunday, but today we are holding it down. I've got a great crew in here, which we'll get to a second. We are holding it down for the 20th episode of the year. 20th episode, I know that means something, and I'm sure Pastor Troy will tell us all about it. And this is titled Warfare, Wisdom, and the Warrior's Call. We have a warrior here with us, which I will bring in just one second. But today we're going to be discussing our kingdom impact as a ministry, Pastor Troy in Ireland. We're going to be mentioning the State of the Union, an interview with an IDF soldier who just returned from Gaza. We're going to have that. You guys do not want to miss it. It is so, so interesting and eye-opening. And after that interview, we are going to dive deeper into some stuff with our own Green Beret miracle that he is even still alive, Pastor John Arroyo, joining us again today. So good to see you.
Yeah, when you said warrior, I thought you were going to talk about Rebecca.
She's a warrior, right?
I was like pumping her up. I was just like, yep, there it is. And then you called my name out. So I was like, okay.
You're humble. God has elevated you because of your humility.
That's right. I'm making myself lower so others could be lifted up. So yes, this is going to be a great conversation. I saw the interview. I met the gentleman that we're talking about, and he has a mission for today. And Pastor Troy interviewed him, and it was so good.
It was so good. And I'm so glad that you got a chance to meet him because I really wanted him to connect with you. And it was so eye-opening hearing what he had to say. And I know this is actually what we were supposed to talk about yesterday, but the Holy Spirit was moving and we were flowing with it. So I was like, you know what? We'll get to it on Wednesday. So I'm excited to dive into that. But before we do, Rebecca Tamayo, it's so good to have you as always.
Hi, Shay. Hi, Pastor Troy. I was going to say Pastor Troy. Because Pastor Troy is watching right now.
He is.
From Ireland. Everyone, he is in the comments.
You better clean it up.
On your best behavior.
Yeah. So we're just excited for everything that happened yesterday and that we're continuing that. Don't forget to comment. Don't forget to like. When you are doing that and not just reposting, I don't like to say that, but you are getting in the fight. You are being the hands and feet of Jesus. We have so many watching from all over the world. We got Pastor Troy from Ireland all the way from Ireland.
I think it's like nighttime there for that.
Yes, I think so. But he's watching. Wow. We got Belinda Lacoste. They didn't put where they were from, but she's from Glenrose. Genevieve, Anna McGahan, Maria Campos, Dora. We got Rhonda Slayton. We got Hannah. We got Aaron Ash. We got Victoria Jill, Pamela Lucas. We got Julia Butler. And then we have our ODX family. We love both. We got Melissa Trujillo, Rachel Backestorm, William Blair, Sarah Spencer, Ashton Carter, Tina Garcia. Thank you so much for joining us today. You don't know what difference you're making just by joining us and commenting. And just the Lord is speaking, and we are ready. So don't forget to share your location. We'll throw a shout out to you. And I'm just excited that Pastor Troy's watching. I'm a little bit nervous now.
I know. It does make me a little nervous. This is a big seat to fill. And Pastor, thank you for entrusting us with this. Like, it truly is an honor. And I got to speak with him just before coming on here, and he was just updating me on all the things that God is doing and has done in Ireland. And man, it sounds like it's been an incredible trip, an eventful trip. And I'm anxious to have him back here.
I know.
On Sunday.
I can't wait to see what he tells us, how Victory Church was and what it got to speak to him and how, like, the weather, just everything that happened.
And the whole crew, the whole crew.
It looks
there.
So sweet.
A bunch of them, actually. Not the whole, we know the whole Brewer crew is even larger than that. But it looks like they got to have some nice special time to enjoy Ireland. This was their first trip to Ireland. So Pastor Troy has been blowing up his ex. So if you're on X or what used to be Twitter, make sure you check him out there if you want to know what he's like up to in the moment. Because this is like some old ruins that they went to. How stunning is that?
This is amazing.
I mean, it looked so gorgeous.
But it'd be awesome to stand like at the tip of that and be like, okay, God, what are you speaking?
What are you speaking?
Like, and I think this is also like his 59th nation that he's been to, I think. And the pastors were talking, they were like, you know that Ireland and Northern Ireland are like two different nations. And so he's racking them up. So I think he's making it two nations.
Yeah.
And so he's got another notch on his belt.
Man, it's so good. And honestly, I don't know how they did it because they went to Ireland right on the heels of NRB. NRB was a crazy week. I mean, we were there like 16 hours a day for four days. And then he literally hopped on a plane to Ireland after doing over 20 interviews, which, by the way, fam, whether you're watching us on YouTube or Facebook or ODX, all of our interviews from the week at NRB are uploaded onto ODX right now. We have, I'm telling you, if you just want to take some time and binge watch them, I highly recommend it. We had some major prophetic voices. Amen. Lance Wallnau, Todd Coconato, Isaac Petrie. We had Joseph Z, Alan Didio, Kelly Copeland, Ginger Ziegler. I mean, I'm telling you, so many mega, mega voices in the spirit. Mm-hmm. And we got to interview them. Man, it was so amazing. So if you have not gotten to catch all of them, if you've only seen like the reels that we posted, go watch the full interviews right now on, actually not right now, after the Pulse. When you want to get some more, after the Pulse is over, go watch them on odx.tv. We also have a bunch of new content that's on there and coming your way. And hey, if you are a Stage 3 partner, then you already know this, but Pastor Troy has been sending these special videos for our Stage 3 partners. And they're just kind of like daily updates from wherever he is, whether he's in Glen Rose or whether he's in Ireland or driving in the car with Barrett. And it's a really cool just insight to what God is speaking to him in that moment. Mm-hmm. And so if you're a part of our Stage 3 family, that is one of the perks of being a part of Stage 3. You also get access to all of our conferences, all of our events throughout the year. And here's the thing, guys. What's so cool about ODX is, yes, you're paying for a membership, whether you're Stage 2 or Stage 3, but that money is going towards helping kids. So just think of it as literally, hey, this is money that you're sowing into the kingdom to rescue kids all over the world from human trafficking. And getting all the content is just a bonus.
Yeah.
It truly is just a bonus. And it enables us, though, to do what we do. So we need you to partner with us financially. We need you to join ODX and be a part of our family. And yeah, just help us take the kingdom all over the world.
Amen. So I know that before we go off the top, when you said rescuing children, Pastor Troy said it is his 58th country, and it's Pastor Leanna's 59th.
Wow.
So how exciting is that?
I wonder how many sky miles they have racked up. I know.
Look how many miles you have.
People ask me, Pastor John, you were in the military. How many nations did you go to? I was like, we stopped in Germany to refuel. We went to Afghanistan. We stopped in Germany to refuel on the way home. We stopped in Germany on the way to Iraq. And we stopped in Germany on the way home. Spain one time. So, maybe about four.
Wow. What an honor.
Machines. Pastor Troy's a machine.
Yeah.
He's a machine. Like, I watched him at the NRB and I was like, who are you?
We had a lot of people from
58 nations, 59 nations. He left the podcasting and everything he was doing. Like, he gets energized. He's anointed for that.
Amen.
For the Lord to take him out of the NRB and send him to Ireland, and then he's preaching. It's because he's called in this hour to outrun chariots. Amen.
God's given him the grace to do
that's
that.
That's right.
Yeah. Him and Pastor Leanna. You know, he did a live actually on Facebook this morning, and I was sure to go back and watch it. And I'm so glad that I did, because he was talking about a brand new rescue that I didn't even know about. Yeah. He was actually FaceTiming. So we have homes all over the world. We have over 51 homes all over the world, safe homes where we have rescued kids and women and children and everything. And he was FaceTiming one of our homes because there was a 15-year-old girl who is one of our new rescues that we knew about, and she's pregnant, only 15 years old, and she was doing a gender reveal party, and she wanted Pastor Troy to be a part of it. So he FaceTimed for the gender reveal, which is just so cool. And they found out it's a girl. So congratulations to this little girl that's going to be on her way. And thank God that this 15-year-old now has a family around her, a whole home of people to help her raise this child. She also, by the way, has another 15-year-old mama already in the home. So she won't be the only one. And it's great that they can lean on each other. But while he was FaceTiming her, they brought in another rescue 11-year-old girl.
Wow.
And we don't even know her story yet. But man, to be able to be on the phone right when a new rescue came in, and he said, Suwanami put him on the phone with her and they were FaceTiming, and you know, he probably was doing what he always does, is he says, you're a good girl. You're safe now. We are here for you. We're your family. And just encouraging them that they're safe now. And man, so awesome to hear.
So
such a testimony.
Shay, right now, as you're just talking, I'm thinking about the word that he got from Chris Valiton that he was going to be a father. Right, he was gonna get this building. It was gonna be next to train tracks. It was gonna be a bell, and then he was gonna be a father. And it ended up in the Burleson magazine. Okay, so you have this father now, this young girl is doing a gender reveal, and you're talking about on different continents.
Yes.
Okay, so he's FaceTiming from a different continent because he's a father now to the nations.
Amen.
He's no longer just the father to Burleson.
To this house,
he's fathering to the nations.
Wow.
big deal, man. I'm
chills. Wow, yeah.
I got chills, and I can't wait to hear the testimony, guys. It's just so real what we do. I've been involved over the years with different organizations mm-hmm. that rescue kids from human trafficking, so to speak, or that support people who do it here or there. But like, we are actually in the trenches and doing it. Like, we're able mm-hmm. to meet these kids face to face and be there when they are rescued. And it's just so, so powerful that we're able to change lives. And I just want to encourage you, if you're watching, I don't know where you're watching from, maybe the Lord has put it on your heart to get involved in what we're doing. Maybe human trafficking has been something that you have wanted to help fight against. Well, you can do that. It's super easy. You can call this 800 number, 877-413-0888. That is a 24-hour line that we have. And you can actually, that's a prayer line as well. If you need prayers, if you need someone to stand with you or encourage your faith, you can call that number as well. But if you want to sow into this ministry, that is a super easy way you can do it. That actually goes to a call center right here on the grounds of Open Door Church. This is not a call center in another country with people we don't know. These are people that are a part of our house, that are tied to our ministry, that we have trained, and that have a heart for what we do and a heart for the Lord. So I just want to encourage you right now, if you're watching and you feel it on your heart, or maybe you just want more information and you're like, hey, this sounds interesting. I don't know how I landed on this live stream, but I want more information about how you guys rescue kids. Call that number and we will tell you all about it.
Amen. So good.
Man. Oh, another thing that Pastor Troy said. Oh, there also was another baby that came in Uganda.
From Uganda.
Yeah,
yes.
We had another new baby in Uganda, which I think that's maybe 85 or 86. I don't know. We're getting close to 90.
I know we're getting.
Maybe it is 87.
It is 87.
Man, our baby's home in Uganda. Aww. Like, whenever I see video of that home and it's like Leanna surrounded by all these babies, I'm like, my cute aggression, I just want to jump through the screen and like squeeze them all. I mean, just so precious to see so many babies that are saved through Spark Worldwide and through the work that we do. And it's all a part of this house. It's all under this house. And man, it's so
cool. Here's something that I think is super important. And Rebecca, go ahead and say what you...
No, I was just going to say, isn't it just an honor and a privilege? Like we've always supported growing up missions, and we've supported churches and building the churches from scratch and helping those in need. But hearing what Pastor Leanna and Pastor Troy, what the calling that God has put in their heart, is an encouragement to us.
Yeah.
That's why as you're talking, I see your eyes and you just want to burst, like you're crying from the inside and our hearts are just like yearning, because we get to actually be part of that. Like we get to say, hey, we are helping, we're saving, and it brings an awareness to what's happening, not only on the news, but in Burleson, Texas, we are making a statement and we're going to get in the fight no matter what.
Yeah.
Well, so, you know, because you're talking about today's, you know, I saw today 11/11 and I felt the Lord say to me, Heroes Rising.
Yes.
Okay. And then today's title is Warfare, Wisdom, and the Warrior's Call.
Yeah.
All right. So when Pastor Troy got the phone call that there's more kids coming in, from what my understanding, it's $1,200 every time he says yes. Mm-hmm. And he's never said no. And he doesn't have the budget for that. He doesn't have the budget. So all of a sudden, $3,600 is required in just three kids coming in. And it's just like that. And he says yes. And the reason why God is with this ministry and what Pastor Troy is doing is because he says yes, even in the midst of what you would think is warfare, because he doesn't know where that money's coming from, but he just trusts. Just trusts the Lord. And so what is God doing? He's using the partners to partner. They don't have to do the heavy lifting. They don't got to babysit the kids. They don't have to do anything. All they got to do is partner with the organization that is.
Yeah.
So good.
Man, it's just, it's so cool. He said in the live that this is not a day to dabble. We have to be on track and on target. And man, I just feel like that is so true. We need to be laser focused to what God is saying, the opportunities that he's giving us, the doors he's closing, the doors he's opening, where he's leading us in this time, because he said it, and especially since the inauguration, like it's go time. You said it yesterday, there's been this sense of urgency and I feel it. It really is go time. And you know, yesterday we had the State of the Union, which again, it's another one of those things that I don't want to dive into without Pastor Troy.
I know. I literally did not want to bring it up until he came back.
But listen, I'm really excited because something he's going to do next week, which Taylor, by the way, this is happening next week. After one of the Pulse recordings, he's going to sit down. He's going to watch the State of the Union and he's going to comment on it, and he's going to watch it. We're going to pull it up and we're going to record it. We're going to put it out there for you guys, so you can get his play-by-play take on the State of the Union, what the Lord is speaking through that, or what God is doing in our nation prophetically. All of those things that we definitely want to hear from Troy, we will get them next week. So stay tuned. Just because he's not here today to recap it all, it is coming. It'll be coming
next
week.
It's going to be so good. I watched it, but I have a lot of comments, but later. Yeah. Save them.
Yeah, save them, because we will dive into it. It's going to be really great. But today I'm really excited because we have this interview with an IDF soldier. His name is Noy Labe, and he's a friend of mine. I actually met him at another convention for Israel a couple months ago. And this is a shirt that he wears. I'm an IDF soldier who fought in Gaza. Ask me anything. So he wears this shirt and he walks onto college campuses like Columbia University that's been completely overrun by pro-Palestinian protesters. He wears that shirt walking up to pro-Palestinian like protests. He'll carry an Israeli flag and he films the whole thing. And if you follow this stuff, he's gone viral a ton because he has no fear. And the thing is like when people come up to him, I mean, he literally has fought in Gaza. And if you're part of our Pulse family and you've heard me talk about it, I've mentioned like, yeah, I have a friend that's over there fighting, and he'll sometimes even film like, hey, this is the day in the life of a soldier fighting in Gaza for the Israeli army. And he'll just show waking up like in a pile of rubble and what they do for the day and how they eat and how they pray before they go into battle, all those things. And so it's literally him. So I was so excited that he was at NRB, that Troy had the opportunity to meet him. It was such a cool interview. I just want to give you guys a little taste of some of the stuff that you'll find on Noy's Instagram content. We did have to kind of chop it up because sometimes he finds himself in the midst of a lot of profanity. So we tried to edit out all the profanity, but this is just a little taste of the kind of content that he posts on his social media. Check it out.
My name is Noy Labe. I'm an IDF soldier going undercover at a pro-Palestine rally. Let's see what they have to say. What do you think about Hamas?
Well, I like Hamas.
I call them a resistance group.
They're freedom fighters.
They protect Palestinians.
Revolution! Revolution. How do we explain Hamas that it's not a terrorist group?
Hamas does more than just fight and defend its constituents. They run the government there, basically. They're running hospitals, the education system.
Truthfully, they save more of their own captives, and that's not even talked about. Hamas rescues Palestinians all the time, and they do rescue missions.
Zionists tell us that this war started on October 7th.
Hamas rescues Palestinians. That's what she said. I mean, these people have it so every single one was so incorrect. It's like, it's almost laughable. It is just shocking. And I don't know how he can keep a straight face. And also, especially someone who fought in Gaza, I don't know how he can just like keep his cool in those moments. Cause it's like, man, just, I don't want to say mean words, but just not the most intelligent of answers, or really the most aware, like socially aware. Mm-hmm. They're just not. So I want you guys to check out this interview. This interview is about 10 to 15 minutes long, and then don't go anywhere because we're going to come right back. And I'm really interested to hear, Pastor John, your take on the various things that come up in this interview. We're going to break it all down.
Welcome back, guys, to the NRB. And one of the great privileges that I have is getting to meet people that are like heroes of mine. Now, the guy I'm about to introduce you, I don't know. I never knew him before just now. But what he represents is definitely heroic for me. So early this morning, whenever I was finding out about this broadcast, she was like, Shay was like, you got to see this guy. You got to see this guy. He goes to these Palestinian protesters and gets in their grill, holds up his pro-Israel flag. He is IDF soldier. He's been to Gaza. He's here with me right now, guys. This is Brother Noy. How do I say your last name?
Labe. You got it.
All right. Noy Labe. I bless you, Noy.
How you doing, man? Thanks for having me.
Man, what are you doing here?
Listen, my life has changed since the war.
I bet.
And I realize that our Christian brothers and sisters are huge support. In America, this country, it's a Christian country based on Judeo-Christian values.
Yep.
And we got to connect.
Okay, so let's kind of go through this.
Let's go.
Okay. Were you actually in the military on October 7th?
I was living a great life in New York City on October 7th.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So you packed up, go over there.
Yeah, I was coming back from a Shabbat dinner on October 6th, and I saw some videos, I saw some music festivals, people getting kidnapped, shot. I called my parents, and I was like, Mom, Dad, something's going on in Israel. They told me to hold off. A few hours later, I told them, I'm coming to Israel. There's going to be a war. They told me to hold off, but I didn't listen to them. I bought a ticket, and on October 8th in the morning, I was already on base with my unit training for the war, yeah.
Wowzers.
Yeah.
And then off you went. Now, I'd like to hear your perspective of what that was like as it began to unfold. how horrific it was and the numbers that were involved, how they got away with it, the audacity that went on for hour after hour after hour, and now it was time to make things right. The entire civilization within Gaza is celebrating. Once the fence was down, it was the civilians that ran across there and they did the same thing. And then instantly, if I can just say this, I got up on Sunday, and when I got up and preached, I said, you need to hear me. The same, within the next couple of weeks, all of the media is going to turn against Israel. And when they do, don't let them turn your hearts, because they will. And then we watched all that unfold. But you saw that from a very different level, didn't you?
Very different. I mean, I received my news from Telegram, the app, because the news here didn't show the truth.
Yep.
And it just kept on getting worse. At the beginning, it was 5 murdered, 10 murdered, 50, 100, 300. And while I was on base, training, ready to go into Gaza and eliminate Hamas, but more importantly, bring back the hostages, the IDF said, no, we got to train. We got to take our time until we go into Gaza. So the first 3 weeks were very hard.
I bet
we were
that's so
all
hard.
Uptight. We just wanted to go in there. And look, I'm a peaceful guy. I don't love the army.
Of course.
I don't love war. I want to live my life. But what they did to us on October 7th was unforgivable. And people, you sound something very important. People think that it was just Hamas terrorists. On October 7th, half the people that crossed in, 3,000 out of the 6,000 people that crossed in from Gaza to Israel were civilians. They also murdered, they also raped, they also killed, and they also took back Israeli hostages. And then after 3 weeks of training, we went in, and that's when the war for me really started.
Okay. So the whole narrative of, well, there's just a few bad apples is baloney. And I don't even know if that's kosher baloney, but I will tell you that it is baloney. And the idea that what is real is that it is a culture of murder. It is a culture of rape. It is a culture that says we are, from the time we were little boys and the time we were little girls, we are trained to hate the Jews. We're trained to hate them. And the Americans, by the way.
That's right.
Which everybody's like, well,
people don't know that.
Yeah, they don't know that. Oh, I know. I know. I've actually been to Gaza. I've been to Gaza. And I've been all over the world. I've been all over Israel. And actually went across there and was there. And I was with some Palestinian Christians that were there. And which they're no longer there. And you know why they're not there? Because they've been wiped out.
Definitely. If you had asked me on October 6th, do you believe that there are innocent Palestinians? I would have said, sure.
Sure, of course there are.
You have about 25,000 Palestinians crossing into Israel every single day, working because it's much more worth it for them to work in Israel in terms of everything. But you asked me today, after being in Gaza, doing 2 rounds in Gaza and 1 on the Lebanon border, Palestinians are raised to hate Jewish people. They are raised to want to kill Jewish people. And the issue here, one of the core issues, is that us Americans, us Westerners, we value life. That's why when someone dies, we're sad, we're upset. On the Palestinian side, for almost all of them, it's the exact opposite. They're valuing death. So when a mother of a Palestinian is told that her son has blown up a bunch of Israelis, has died because of an attack, she is crying tears of joy. Yeah. And they're not hiding it
from
us.
My son is a hero, she said. My son is a hero. I love him so much. I'm so proud of
him. This isn't Noi, the Zionist IDF soldier. Go on. You'll see them saying it themselves.
Yeah, that's what they do. Okay, so you go in. So what was your job when you went into Gaza? What was that like?
So I'm a part of a special forces unit called 551. We are one of the first units to go into Gaza from the northern part. And our job...
You're part of 551.
Yes, sir. Our job was to, number one, collect as much evidence as we can about the hostages, pass on that information to go and get them back. Number two was to uncover tunnels. You have tunnels not just out in the open. You have tunnels in houses. These Palestinian innocent civilians knew that Hamas was building tunnels under their houses. And how did we find them? You take a hammer, you break some flooring, and there's a terror tunnel under you. And the next thing was just eliminate Hamas. That was our job. And for 4 months straight, that's what we were doing.
And you did your job. Well, I want to just tell you this. I told you this when I met you today, and it's important for you to hear me say this. Because, man, there's going to be days that you're going to have to believe this. Not everybody hates you, brother. Not everybody hates you.
Depends which media outlet you're looking at. Well, because look at the campuses. You've seen it yourself.
I know it. And I want to tell you, they would just as soon kill me and kill the people that stand with you as they would kill you. And what's real is you have gone out of your way to expose that by simply getting into the fray.
Yes, sir.
And standing there, wearing a flag and saying, watch what happens, and then being brave. Why, how, what?
Look, I'll be honest with you. A lot of Jews are scared. When you have a mob of Palestinians, plus their other supporters, screaming Free Palestine, screaming Intifada, which means blowing up buses, Jewish people are scared. So I said, you know what? I'm going to go to these college campuses. I'm going to go to these protests, take my Israeli flag, which I always carry around with me, and tell everyone, I'm Yisrael Chai. Tell everyone, look, I don't want you to agree with me. I just came out of Gaza. I'm an IDF soldier. Ask me a question. Look at this shirt. Look at this shirt. I'm telling people.
Wait, this shirt says, I am an IDF soldier who fought in Gaza. Ask me anything.
I'm not trying to convince anyone, but I want people to hear my story. I know that my story is the truth. And when people hear me, ask me questions, and they're not brainwashed by the Hamas propaganda, they'll see that us IDF soldiers are looking for peace. We don't want to live by we don't want our neighbors to be terrorists. Is that too much to ask for? You tell me. Is it too much to ask?
No, sir. It's not too much to ask. As somebody who works on the border of Texas and Mexico, and we rescue kids there, the terrorists that we've had to deal with the cartel and what they have done to our people and what they have done to the people that were trying to get across into our nation, I've seen it firsthand. I mean, I've seen it. And we've rescued over 11,000 kids. I have seen, amazing. I've seen the films. I've talked to the kids face to face. I know what they do. And there is no coexistence with that. There's no coexistence. It's not asking too much that you do not have to live next to terrorists. I promise.
I brought a little something that I don't usually show, but I'll show you. When you are raised in Gaza, and instead of given, you know, an opportunity to go to school to do what you want, you're given a Hamas headband.
Yep.
And you're told, go and kill the Jewish people. The more you kill, the more pride you'll get, the more money you'll get. When you're raised on those values, why not? Why not do it? And it's generational hate. They have a goal of erasing the Jewish people.
They're brainwashed, and they cannot think outside of that paradigm.
Nope.
And so, you know, okay, if you got 20 or 30 years to deprogram them or however long it's going to take, fine. But in the meantime, they're trying to kill your people. They're trying to kill your family. They want to kill your children. They want to do that. Now, coming here in the United States, I never would have imagined that there would be a day where in the public place, in the public square, on our campuses, that there would be people calling for the death of Jews and people calling for the death of freedom-loving people and promoting Hamas, that terrorist organization, and it be legal and it be, there was a narrative there for about 2 years where these are the legit people. They had the full support of the administration in the United States, the presidential administration. They had the full support of the limelight and the narrative of the press. And then, boom, never would imagine it. And it came out in one day after October 7th.
How was it possible that on October 8th, every single university, almost every university, all of a sudden had the encampments, so many supporters? You know how long it takes,
it takes a long
to
time.
Create graphics for, you know, flyers and everything? They were ready, like you said, they were ready for this moment. And the next day after this horrible day of October 7th, they're there and they're ready, and they had support from everywhere.
Well, all that's being kicked in the teeth right now. And
you're
on the front lines of it, and I know that you're going to continue to be. What are you going to do, and how can we support it?
So right now my mission, I left my New York City job. My mission is to allow as many people, especially the non-Jewish audiences, that's who I focus on, to hear my story. The majority of people in America have never heard an Israeli speak before. under me and under our organization called Strong Voices for Israel, we have people who survived Gaza. I survived Gaza. I have friends who didn't. People who survived October 7th, the Nova Music Festival, victims of anti-Semitism, we want those stories to be heard in churches, in schools, in communities. Number one, so people will be able to say, I heard this story firsthand. And number two, to build allyships. The Jews, as strong as we are and as mighty as we are, we can't do this alone. We need to connect with the rest of America, hear our stories, fight together, because one day when you need us, we'll be there for you, just like we have been in the past. But today, we need you to be for us here today, to hear our story, to speak up, and to stand strong with Israel.
Well, I'm going to say this, just like what you said a while ago. That's not asking too much. It's not asking too much. For what it's worth, we have been supporting Israelis in Israel for years and years and years. We have built tons and tons of bomb shelters. We have a food bank. The largest food bank in Israel is our food bank.
No way.
Yeah, it is. We rescue girls out of sexual slavery there. We have a drug rehab there. We do whatever we can do to help the Israeli people. We will continue to stand with you. And you need to know, the next time you're hearing bad things about Christians, you tell them, shut up. I know some Christian people, and those are some awesome people.
They are.
And you need to know, buddy, that not everybody hates you. And we stand with you. I recognize your bravery, and I thank God for you, my friend.
Appreciate you. If I can copy and paste you 100 times, we need more people like you in this world.
We need more people like you in this world. Friends, I want to show you this website. Do we have his website up here? There you go. I want you guys to find that. Noli B. Go there. Strong Voices for Israel. StrongVoicesForIsrael.org. Encourage you guys to look him up. Man, follow him. Follow him. And look at all of his troublemaking videos where he's out there going, nope, I'm not going to be afraid of you punks. This is me. I'm going to stand here. This is what I'm going to do. Watch what this guy does. Noli, it's a great honor and a privilge to have you with us, my friend. God bless you, buddy.
God bless you.
Oh, man. I loved that interview. I cannot wait to dive into our response, Pastor John, to your response. We're going to actually do that behind the veil. But before we go behind the veil, first of all, I'm going to explain what that even means if you don't know, if you're watching us on YouTube and Facebook, and maybe you're like, what is behind the veil? I'll let you know in 1 second. But we had a couple questions. Really quick, people were asking how they can watch that video back and more. And you can do that at odx.tv. That is our online streaming platform. And it's a subscription-based platform, so we have different things that you get if you join as a stage two or stage three. But to access all of this content, it is free. You go to odx.tv and you click on full library. So you can have access to all of this stuff. You'll see that little, that little menu right there. Click on full library. And when you click full library, you'll see NRB right there on the left, 2025. You click that. It has all of our interviews from NRB right there. So if you want to watch that interview back, if you want to watch some of the others, you can do that. You don't have to pay a thing. We just put that out there so that all of you could check that out. What was the other question?
And then also to receive Pastor Troy's behind the scene videos.
Yeah. If you want Pastor Troy's personal, selfie videos that he does, his thoughts for the day, his musings, what the Lord is speaking, what he's got planned for the day, then you need to join ODX as a stage three partner. That is how you do it. Those videos are exclusive for our stage three family. And just a reminder, guys, this is not about just signing up to get content. The money that goes towards ODX.tv, all of that money helps enable us to rescue more kids. So as we build our ODX family, we are literally building our army to rescue kids all over the world. And you are a part of that if you're a part of our ODX family. So just a little reminder there. It's not just about the content. The content is like an added perk, an added bonus.
It's so good.
But listen, I am so excited to dive in to that interview, to Pastor John, to your response to that. I know you were taking notes as I was, and I can't wait to hear your thoughts on Heroes Rising, on how we can't do this alone, how it's up to us to change the narrative. Just a few, give me like a few little teasers before we head behind the veil for our stage two and stage three.
Yeah, you know, ODXM. One of the things that I thought about is, I thought when I was in war in Afghanistan and Iraq, there was people that got valor awards, for doing things that were valorous in the face of battle.
Yeah.
And you never know what's going to happen because until bullets start flying, no, I'll be honest with you, as much training, don't get me wrong, like as Green Berets, we train, And then regular soldiers, they train. However, but when live bullets start flying at you, you'll start to find out who the heroes are. And it's not like, and it's probably the least people that you would expect, right? The David, the guy that's with the sheep. All of a sudden, he's just like, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that's going to be talking about the God, like the God of the angel armies? I don't think so. Like, did you see me slay bears and lions? Like, there's no way I'm going to stand here. And so what you're seeing is you're seeing a hero rise. And you know what? That guy was in New York.
I know. That's what's so crazy.
Okay, so all I'm saying is when his nation got attacked, he answered the call. And I guarantee he didn't even know what was inside of him. He didn't know that warrior was inside. And this is what I tell people all the time. Good. The army didn't make me a Green Beret. What they did is they pulled the Green Beret out of me. And so what you're seeing is you're seeing a Green Beret in the making.
That's cool. Man.
So you need to join stage 2 and 3 so you can get this content, because you need to hear what I'm going to say. And you need to, need to get behind the fight with Pastor Troy and Pastor Leanna and help us, because you want to hear what I got to say.
Wow. I want to hear what you have to say. I mean, after yesterday, I'm like, man, I'm so excited. And that's why I really wanted you here for this episode. As we watch this, I'm so excited to get your take on it. So before we go behind the veil, which if you don't know what that means, that means that you're a stage 2 or stage 3 partner on our ODX platform. And that's a part of our family, as we've been saying. So this would be a perfect opportunity to go to odx.tv and join stage 2 or stage 3 so that you can access the rest of this. We're going to continue this conversation for another 30 minutes. So we've got a lot to unpack. And before we do, Rebecca, I saw so many internationals joining.
I know. I'm so excited. Thank you everyone that has connected and joined us. We have Pamela from Ontario, Canada. We have Pastor Asif from Pakistan.
Pakistan.
Oh my goodness. We have Overseen Bushman from Africa, Kenya. We got Dee Bryan from Wells, UK. We have Ashley Green from Homer, Alaska. Thank you so much. You guys don't know what it means when you guys join us. You are being the hands and feet of Jesus. I just love saying that, because it's just another way that we could just spread Jesus. Just use social media.
It's really cool.
It couldn't get easier than that. Like,
we have the four corners of the earth. We have tapped in here, and it's just so cool to see what God does in and through this ministry. So listen, if you're stage 2 or stage 3, you know what to do. If you're not on ODX already, head on over there. Mm-hmm. If you are on Facebook or YouTube, and this is where it ends today for you, but we don't want to let you leave without taking a look at this. This is a video. This is the true heart of why we do what we do and how you can be involved.
Up to 8 million children disappear every single year. And most of them are victims of an underground industry generating over $150 billion every single year. The government and the media, they seem powerless to be able to solve this epidemic of human trafficking, but you can make a great big difference. Troy Brewer Ministries is a ministry that's dedicated to making a difference one child at a time. And in the past 30 years, we have delivered 11,000 children from this living nightmare of sexual trafficking. And with your help, we can come to rescue thousands and thousands more. At Troy Brewer Ministries, we're not just rescuing and raising kids, but we are actually training nations to do the same. And friends, we work with foreign government agencies to identify and rescue children who are in desperate need of our help. Now, with 51 children's homes across all the globe, we actually provide food and clothing and shelter and the love and the truth of Jesus to every single child. Will you rise to this challenge? And would you please link arms with us? As we follow Jesus in carrying out this mission, this is His mission. Simply call 877-413-0888 in order to get started, or you can simply visit us at troybrewer.com for more information.